and we get the offer of 35 shows with Brooks and Dunn. The Tractors, essentially, with me just being the engineer recording the deal, had made the demos of Ronnie Dunn that got him the Brooks and Dunn thing with the same label, with Tim Dubois. I always liked that thing of same musician, same studio that made Ronnie Dunn's Boot Scootin' Boogie and a couple of his songs that later became Brooks and Dunn hits, made at the church. Tim told Ronnie, you have to move to Nashville to do this. And he told me, we have to stay in Tulsa to do this, because it was a part of, I had a song called the Tulsa Shuffle, and, you know, it was just like some weird thing to them. So that's pretty wise. Then we get a call from my manager, Alan Brown, who says, we have an offer, meaning the Tractors, to open the show for Brooks and Dunn. 35 guaranteed shows, $7,500 a night. I think we were in the studio rehearsing or something, but we were there. And I remember thinking real Farmer Ripley style, the story all my life has been, you can't make any money on the road. That's always interesting because it's always thrown right alongside somebody saying, well, you can't make any money making records. You have to go on the road. That's the truth. You can't make any money on the road, and you can't make any money making records. If you do, you're lucky. So here we go. Just imagine that to somebody who never had any money whatsoever. The Dylan year was pretty good for me, not rich folks, but nice. $7,500 times 35. And I say to the guys, don't tell me you can't make any money on the road. Last time I really played in a band was back at OSU, and I put myself through college playing for $200 or $300 or $400 a night for the whole band. So don't tell me this is going to be fabulous. We rehearsed it, and we went out with Brooks and Dunn. About 20 shows into that Brooks and Dunn year, which is the first year, 95, records are selling, all that stuff, I realized that we, or really Charlene and I, were in debt $200,000. I don't have any money. Those shows paid $7,500 a night, but I realized when I had all these manager people sending me detailed stuff, it cost $12,500 to show up. So we lost $5,000 every show, plus miscellaneous, on average. We had a bus for the band. They insisted on that. We had a bus for the crew. So we had two buses. We had a small equipment truck. I think there were 16 people on salary. Everybody had to have their own hotel room. We had to keep up with Brooks and Dunn. Simplified, it's that story. A lot of times the record company will just pay the opening act to take the opening act because it's a big tour. You want to get out there and play for 500,000 people. But whatever it pays, and this time Ronnie Dunn, we knew him, and it was generous of Ronnie. We get $7,500 a night. Well, that'd be okay if you're in a van traveling down the road. But we had to keep up with Brooks and Dunn. They might be playing in Mississippi and then Idaho. Everybody goes together. It costs a lot to do that.
$7,500 was for the entire band.
Oh, of course.
And then you split it
gross.
Up. Yeah. So you were losing money all the time.
So I was losing money and kept losing money. To the point of saying to the booking agent, this is just not going to work. And then one time Walt sort of quit, was a bluff or not. But that booking agent, ex-Halsey guy, I'd known a long time, says, if you quit and cancel these shows, you will never work again. It was a real threat, kind of a mafia kind of a deal. I felt thuggish. I don't know that I should because I loved him. And maybe I did forgive him, but I didn't like that very much. He left me no choice.
So you quit?
No, we kept playing.
You did keep playing.
Because I didn't want to have that. So Walt kept playing, and we finished out that year. We won the CMA award you're talking about, and we were nominated for two Grammys. There was good and bad stuff.